And now, as I've been saying, we're starting a new show today, and it's all about choice tunes. And what we'll do is we have a guest in every week, and each time that it's on, and it'll be on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month between 2 and 3, and we'll ask that guest to bring in them with them their 10 top tunes. Now, it's not necessarily the 10 top tunes that they play now or that they're interested in now. It's ones that they've has been part of their life, and a lot of them, there are reasons for it, and we're going to find out why. And we're going to invite a variety of guests in, people in the community and that. But we're starting off with our top dog here, our station manager, Greg Carrick. Welcome, Greg.
Woof, woof. Top dog.
Now, Greg, we know you're the station manager here, and you're here to keep us in...
you behave yourself there.
Some sort of control. It's easier with some than what it is in others. But, Greg, just before we do get into these tracks, I'd like to ask you a little bit about yourself. Were you born and bred in Victoria or where?
Oh, yes. Frankston North. The Pines, mate.
The Pines. The Pines boy. Heard all about them, but I'm not saying anymore. Greg, when you left school, and obviously we all went to school, so we're not going to worry about what we did at school. What was your first job and how long were you there?
Oh, look, okay, my first job was as a caddy, just a little pocket money job.
Yep.
A caddy at Frankston Golf Course.
Yep.
And my main client there was Mr. Bow Repair.
Fair Ingham.
Yeah.
Man, you've got something to brag about.
Now, he used to go around with his business friends playing golf, yep. And I was dragging his cart everywhere. And whenever he had lined up for a hit or a putt or something, he'd hand me his cigar. So while they're all busy watching him do his hit, I'd have a few puffs on his cigar.
All right, so after that, what was your first full-time job, Greg?
Full-time, I had a summer job at Central Timber Minor 10 in Plain Street, Frankston.
Yeah, we know them. Yep.
Yep. But my main job was back then, after I left school, failed HSC dismally, picked up an apprenticeship as a printer at Standard News in Cheltenham.
Oh, yeah, they did the
local
paper. Local paper. Mm. So how long were you there, Greg?
I was there for 5 years, I think. Yeah, the apprenticeship and then a bit extra.
Yep. And then what did you do after that?
I was printing on and off for the rest of my life.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. So the other thing we've got to ask you, we do know that photography is quite a part of your life. What, first of all, when did you get interested in photography and what made you get interested in photography?
Yeah, look, I was interested in photography in high school. One of the teachers built a little dark room in some forgotten little storeroom in the school complex, and a few of us were right into, you know, developing films and all that sort of stuff. So that piqued my interest in cameras, yep. And photo work, which has stayed with me ever since. And printing sort of brought in the money and paid all the bills.
Yep.
And photography was my main interest in hobby.
It's your hobby.
Yeah.
All right, so what made you, so your interest in photography, you're working away, what made you get, first of all, interest in radio, and secondly, what made you get involved with Yarra Valley FM, and how long ago?
Look, I think it was 15 years ago now.
You were here when I came, and I'm only 13, so...
yes, I had my eye on you. okay, a bit of a story, this, because my whole perceptions and everything is built on visual stuff.
Yep.
You know, photographer, graphic designer, all that sort of stuff. Not really interested in oral or audio stuff. So radio was quite different to me.
Yep.
Because I'm not a musician. You know, I didn't grow up thinking music was my world. But during my life, I had various periods of depression. I didn't know they were depression until I was, you know, in probably my 40s when I finally understood what I'd been going through since I was a teenager.
Sure, yeah.
And I thought, I've got to do something for myself, not for other people. You know, I've got a long history of community work and stuff, but I wanted to do something just for myself and something totally different. So radio was completely different from anything else I'd ever tried. because it's not visual, and I'm not heavily into music like some presenters.
Yep.
But I thought it might help me. So I got it purely for personal, selfish reasons.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that. And what made you pick Yarra Valley FM?
Well, it was the only really local community station near where I lived.
So, oh, right.
The other stations, you know, two other ones are further away, different fields. So Yarra Valley FM was it.
That's great. That's really good. Now, Greg, the main reason we're here is to find out your life history as far as music's concerned. Mm. So what's the first song you're going to play to us, and why has this had any significance in your life?
Okay, this is a bit of a one-hit wonder. Yep. Norman Greenbaum. Most of you will already know what song it is because he's only really noted for that one song. And I like it because the music is really of my era. You know, the 70s.
Yep.
And it's a bit hippie, a bit bohemian, a bit rocky, all rolled into one. It's got a spiritual component too, which has been a large part of my life. And this is the song. This is the song that I want played at my funeral.
Righto. Well, I hope that's not for a long while. So let's listen to it.
Thank you.
listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 16 minutes past two. Hey, we're getting colder by the minute. We're down to 12 degrees. Welcome to Choice Tunes. I've got with me Greg Carrick, our resident guru. He does plenty of fill-in shows. He's got his own shows. In fact, when he kicks me out at 3 o'clock, he'll be here with Oz Indie Show. So we're talking to Greg a little bit about his past, but it's mainly his tunes. Greg, what's the next one that we've got coming up and why are we playing it?
Okay, my sister introduced me to this artist. She just rocked up one day with this old LP and never heard this lady before, Ricky Lee Jones, and I just threw it on the record player and just fell in love with this lady's music and the tracks, sort of a cross between bohemian, a bit of jazz put in there. And all her songs told a story. Yep. Whereas a lot of pop songs, they've basically got two lines. Yep. They just repeat through the whole thing.
And if there wasn't romance,
yep,
or divorce or someone dying, you've got nothing, have you?
There goes country music. So Ricky Lee Jones, one of her seminal hits, Chuck E's In Love.
Let's have a listen to Greg's next choice. Listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 20 minutes past two and we're back at 12 degrees. And welcome to Choice Tunes, and we're talking to Greg Carrick. Greg, what's your next song? And tell us a bit about that, please.
Okay. We just heard Ricky Lee Jones. Now, for a year or so, she was in an on and off relationship with the next artist.
Was she?
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Waits. And Tom Waits, I love his stuff. It's funny that the female artists I tend to like know how to sing. The male artists I like don't know how to sing.
He might like that.
Yeah. Tom Waits is a classic example. He says his voice sounds like sand in the sandwich.
He says that himself,
yeah,
does he?
Yeah, yeah. Tom Waits, he, again, is one of those ones, like Ricky Lee Jones and another artist that's on after him. His songs are stories. They're not pop. They're a bit grungy and more on the darker side of life, Tom Waits tracks. But they're also can be, like the one we're going to play, incredibly romantic and almost love songs in this gravelly, you know, rotten voice.
Yep.
Brilliant stuff.
So what do we want to listen to, Greg?
It's called Picture in a Frame.
All right, let's listen to it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, The Voice of the Valley, and we're talking to Greg Carrick, and we're playing his 10 top songs that have had some sort of influence in his life. Greg, what's your next one, and why are we playing that one?
Well, this is my all-time favourite artist.
Sounds
now,
good.
He has put out so much content that there's no way I could choose one. I would choose maybe the top 10, and they would all be his. And I'd still have to leave some out. And again, he's someone who can't sing.
Does he know that?
I'm sure he does, yeah. Mr. Bob. I always had a bit of Dylan in my life, and it was impossible to choose a track.
Yep.
Simple as that. So I had to go back to my early life and think, you know, his early stuff, what was good, because I love his later stuff. I think he's absolutely pumping out brilliant stuff right now.
Yep.
But the times are changing. It was the song of the times.
Yep.
In the 70s and 80s. And the times are changing is a great story song, because this guy's a poet. Sure, he's a singer-songwriter, as he calls himself a song and dance man. But the times are changing is a sort of a poetic tribute to the world that was changing. You think of the political and social turmoil of the 60s,
yep,
leading into the 70s, and all the different things the nations were doing, and that this was his letter to the world.
All right, so let's listen to it.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. Oh, the times, they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Great. Greg, I've got to say, for a guy who can't sing, he's done all right in life, hasn't he?
He has.
So
there's hope for me yet.
Well, I was going to say, there's hope for the both of us. If we can find something that we're no good at, we might make a fortune. And a lot of people might say we're not much good at a lot. But anyway, let's not worry about that. Let's keep moving on. Our next song, please, Greg, and the reason why.
Okay. Now, the next song is part of a whole album that was really, really big. In fact, it was voted number one album for several decades.
Yep.
It was that good. And it took a long time for it to be bumped off. I think Radiohead has bumped it off now as being the number one album of, the century. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Now, it was the album of my time.
Yep.
Late 70s and 80s. And the musical ability of the artists in Pink Floyd is just staggering. They really know how to put out a whole concept album.
Yep.
Rather than just a bunch of tracks that aren't related, and some of them might be, hit pop singles or whatever. The whole album is one piece. And it, again, it's story. Story is very big in my life, especially in photography.
Yep.
Story is very important. So story in music is to me, paramount. That whatever you put out has to be able to tell a story.
Has to tell a story.
Yeah. So we're just going to pick randomly from this album, and I've got one here. It's Speak to Me and Breathe.
Sounds good. Let's play with it and let's see how it goes.
Get the sun. east wave race to us and I'm
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 21 minutes to 3 and 12 degrees. And I should mention that while we're talking to Greg, at 3 o'clock, Greg will be along with the Oz Indie Show. But at the moment, we're putting him through the ringer a bit. We've asked him a bit about his life. He's been telling me a bit about the cars he's owned in the past, and I think he's been a bit of a lair out there. But anyway, that's life. But we're working our way through the 12 songs that have had some influence in his life. So what's the next one, please, Greg, and why?
Well, the engineer of Dark Side of the Moon, Alan Parsons. Yep. He was an assistant engineer at Abbey Road for a while, and then later he ran Abbey Road Studios completely. He helped the Beatles on some of their big albums. And eventually, you know, after being the engineer on Dark Side of the Moon, his fame was just worldwide. But he was also a musician. And he started his own little group, the Alan Parsons Project. And he's pumped out numerous things, and they're all themed again. They're all based on complete stories or whatever. The one I've chosen is based on the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. And I think the track I've chosen is one of Edgar's stories.
Yep.
You know, put to music and everything. So it's Dr. Tar and Professor Feather.
Sounds good. As we keep wandering on with Greg, and he's telling us a bit about his 10 favourite songs over his lifetime and sort of influence or why he likes them. It's been terrific. I found a little bit of Greg off the mic, but he's had a very interesting life, Greg has, and he certainly does a lot for this station without Greg being here. And we should mention that he doesn't get paid for most of the work he does, as none of us do. But Greg puts in a lot more work than any of us do. So it's great to hear about his life up to now. And, of course, I don't think Greg would mind me saying that he's got a granddaughter. He's got a daughter and a granddaughter. And he obviously enjoys them too, away from the station. And he's got his hobbies. I know he was in the city a little while ago with his photography club, weren't you, Greg?
Yeah, Yarra Rangers Photography Society.
Great. Do you get out very often with them as a group?
Whenever I can. They do more outings than I can go on, because some of their outings are timed when I'm at work or whatever, or at radio. But during COVID times, as most other community groups, they found it really hard to keep going.
Yep.
So they've had to reinvent the way they do things, and the outings are something really special.
Oh, that's terrific. And obviously when you're there, you're taking photos wherever you go.
Yep.
Righto, what's our next song, Greg, and why?
Well, one of my other favourite artists, David Bowie. Now, this guy can sing.
As opposed to a few that aren't, you know?
And again, a bit like Dylan, I couldn't choose my favourite Bowie number.
Because there's too many.
Yeah, way too many. Yep. So I've just chosen one. This one's fashion. I think it's funny. I think it's very apt. My wife's a dressmaker. You know, I live with fashion in a sense at home. Yep. And he's sort of making the point here that, you know, fashion changes on a whim, and what's fashionable one day is extraordinarily daggy the next, you know.
And you keep it long enough and it might come back.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got an old pair of flares that I reckon is going to come back one day.
You hope.
Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We were starting to get up there now. We've got only 9 minutes to go. We're back to 11 degrees. Greg, we were talking before about the different jobs you've had. What would be the worst job you've ever had? And don't tell me looking after me here.
it's a hard choice, Alan. Okay. When I was a printer, I worked in lots of different printing places. But the worst one was because I was running a shift, early morning shift, and I'm not a morning person. I'm not a morning person. Don't bother talking to me until noon, you know. I'm a night person, but I had to start early in the morning, and my boss was a morning person. Oh, you know, one of these cheerful things that flits around and runs up and down the stairs and everything's great at 6 o'clock. I wanted to kill him.
Lucky you did.
Yeah. Wow. It was after that that I discovered afternoon shifts and night shifts, and that's much better.
They're much better for you. Yeah. What's our next song? Chris, I looked at the note. Great.
Okay, moving into Australian stuff. Chris Wilson, the late, great Chris Wilson, unfortunately no longer with us. I've discovered him through Triple R when he was with Crown of Thorns, and lovely guy. I've actually met him, had a couple of chats with him, and great guy, wonderful musician, very gentle, even though he looks like a thug. Yeah. So here's his stories. His songs are also stories, and this one's Face in the Mirror.
Clock radio on the mantel says quarter to three. I'm asleep on the beanbag in front of the color TV. I crawl across the floor and I chopped out just one more small line, and the face in the mirror tells me I'm doing fine. There's a space in the back of my mind where you used to be, like ghosts round me pour your dance through my memory. Found that my heart had declined, and the face in the mirror tells me I'm doing fine. God only knows about the things that we're and your friends are not your friends. You do what you can to survive. Relief from the weight of your smile, I keep hoping to find. And the face in the mirror tells me I'm doing to
face in the mirror.
My Little Pony. Nice.
Sorry, I turned the mic on too quick. Greg, look, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in. We've learned a bit about you as a person, and I know we listen to you on a number of shows, and also with we should mention Have a Little Faith on Sunday night, because I know faith is a big part of your life, and it's a terrific show, and I know I fill in for you occasionally, but I don't do anywhere near the show that you do, and yours is very thought-provoking. So thank you for coming in. Greg, tell us your last song, and I better get out of here.
Well, this is another artist that can't sing.
Not sure they'd love to hear this.
Neil Young, contemporary of Dylan and all that. And again, his songs told stories. You're getting a bit of a theme here.
Yeah, I certainly am.
And couldn't really select one main song, so just going to play one of his good ones, Needle and the Damage Done.
Thanks, Greg.
Set in sun.